All right, here's a headline. Obama to Supreme Court. Buzz off.
Ultimately, I'm confident that the Supreme Court will not take what would be an unprecedented, extraordinary step of overturning a law that was passed by a strong majority of a democratically elected Congress.
Whoa, that's the president speaking about the Supreme Court's deliberations over the Affordable Care Act, the health care reform law, the constitutional challenge by states that say it's unconstitutional. And even though Republican challengers brought this case to the court claiming the law should be struck down, some Republicans and even some judges have said it's wrong for the president to appear as though he's trying to pressure the court and say it is constitutional while it's deliberating that law. It was an important enough point for Attorney General Eric Holder to issue a memo this week assuring the court and assuring Americans at large that the White House does indeed believe that judges have the authority to overturn federal laws they find unconstitutional. You can look that up in the Constitution. We're joined by Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent for The Takeaway, and Jeffrey Rosen, professor of law at George Washington University. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Professor Rosen, let's talk about the history, the precedent, the idea that the president would, make a point of saying, you know how this is supposed to turn out, guys. Come on. We passed this law. You've got to uphold it. What's the law here?
This is such an interesting moment. President Obama is a former scholar of constitutional law who spent a long time thinking about this very point. In his book, The Audacity of Hope, he talks about how liberals relied too much on the courts to overturn duly elected laws, and now that conservatives are in control, they shouldn't do exactly that, having warned liberals about the dangers of it for a long time. So he was almost in a professorial mode, commenting on the court at the same time that everyone else was. What was remarkable was that it was a lower court judge, Judge Jerry Smith in the Fifth Circuit, who interpreted Obama's remarks as a challenge to judicial authority and demanded that memo that you described. And Eric Holder reassuringly said, we're not at all questioning the court's power to overturn laws. We just think that this law should be upheld. So it's almost as if the boundaries between the courts and the president are changing before our eyes. And although I thought Obama was perfectly justified in expressing his constitutional opinion, which the president's supposed to do, the fact that the courts reacted the way they do suggests that something interesting is changing.
Is this dispute, though, is the danger here that Americans are going to view any decision by the court as a political, not a legal decision, and that will reduce the credibility of both the institution of Congress, as if that could be reduced anymore, and the Supreme Court? Jeffrey Rosen, what do you think?
Yes, it is a danger, but it wouldn't be a danger that would come only from the president. Obviously, when the Supreme Court strikes down major acts of Congress on 5-4 votes, it is polarized and political, and then the president is less respectful of the ultimate decision. So in a sense, those the norms that we used to use to defer to judges as impartial authorities are being changed through a combination of polarization, technology, and the fact that the president's becoming a constitutional commentator, and there really is a danger that judicial decisions will be viewed differently as a result.
Jeffrey Rosen, professor of law at George Washington University. Okay, to the politics question then, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Is the president deliberately trying to undermine this court, or is he recognizing the obvious that, as Jeffrey Rosen says, a 5-4 court is a political institution much more than a 9-0 court?
Well, we can't be inside President Obama's head, but we can say one thing. He was taking a page out of Republican and conservative political rhetoric that in the modern era goes back to 1973 in Roe versus Wade, and in the pre-modern era goes back long before to court interventions in the South and in the segregated South and in other places. One thing that the president did do is inoculate himself politically, perhaps, from a loss. Should the court rule 5-4 against the Affordable Care Act, in this case, the individual mandate, one thing the president just did was chalk that up to an unprecedented activist court, and then the political fight goes on. And this is something conservatives have done, by the way, like I said, since 1973, on decisions of gay marriage, on decisions of the drug war, going certainly abortion over and over and over. Professor Rosen, I'm sure, will confirm this. Republicans and conservatives have made political sport out of accusing judges and courts of political activism. They say this is different because he's the president, and the case is being reviewed, so it's different. But in politics, John, judicial activism is essentially when you lose.
Right.
Democrats have started doing it recently with Citizens United, with Bush v. Gore. This is not the first time. So they're taking a page from conservatives here.
All right. So in political terms, judicial activism is something you run on, as Todd says, when the court doesn't rule your way, whether you're a president or a senator or a political party. But Jeffrey Rosen, by that definition, judicial activism has absolutely no meaning whatsoever. In the confines of the Supreme Court, in judicial chambers, what does activism mean?
Well, the truth is, I think Todd Zwillich has defined it very well judicially as well as politically, because the definitions have shifted so much that it almost means whenever you lose. However, Obama stressed a neutral definition of judicial activism. He said it's activist when a court overturns a duly enacted law. That was a definition Republicans used to embrace, and by that measure, it would be activist to overturn the Affordable Care Act. But now Republicans are shifting the judicial definition of judicial activism. They're saying when you impose your policy preferences or fail to impose constitutional limitations that are consistent with the text and original understanding of the Constitution. That's not a neutral definition, because everyone disagrees about what the text and original understanding require.
Well, but look at the language of what the president says here, because it seems to me he'd be bounced out of law school for making the statement that a strong majority of a democratically elected Congress is some sort of gold standard for not overturning an unconstitutional law. I mean, there are enormous numbers of horrific laws passed by the Congress that had to be overturned, and they did have strong majorities.
It's true, but Obama stresses that the court has not overturned laws under the Commerce Clause between 1937 and 2004, that it rarely has done so since then. So in a sense, I actually don't think Obama's definition is a bad one. It's the same definition of judicial activism embraced by Judge J. Harvey Wilkinson in his new book, Cosmic Constitutional Theory. One of the most respected conservative appellate judges in the country says we need this neutral definition. And by that measure, says Judge Wilkinson, it would be just as activist to overturn the Affordable Care Act as it would be to legalize gay marriage.
So is there a different domain in terms of judicial activism when we're talking about the 14th Amendment, about civil rights issues, First Amendment issues, than there is for Commerce Clause issues and regulation of the economy, Jeffrey Rosen?
I don't think so. That's why I like Todd's definition a lot. Activism is when you lose. But if you want a more neutral definition, I can't think of a better one than the one the president came up with. That's not to say there wouldn't be justified activism. If a law violates the First Amendment, then it would be good for the court to be activist in overturning it. But if you just want to describe when a court is being activist, the idea that Republicans used to say of turning to the courts to overturn your defeats in the political arena, that's really what Obama is saying. And that's a pretty good definition of judicial activism by my marks.
Todd Zwillich, you should get a law degree over at George Washington University. Take us out, Todd.
This is precisely why the framers would say we have unelected judges. People decry unelected, but this is why they're unelected. They don't have to worry about this stuff.
Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Jeffrey Rosen, professor of law at George Washington University. Fascinating. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Sure thing.